Hi everyone, Sane Man here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Mr., now most likely Mrs. Anonymous, and here's what she has to say. Hi Sandman, I wonder if you had any insights on the influence of anime on the transgender community. I previously told you about my lifelong gender dysphoria. I had it under control for many years, but after years in a toxic relationship with a psychopath, which destroyed my sense of self, and a serendipitous recommendation from my daughter to watch the anime movie Kima no Nawa, Your Name, which features body gender swapping between the main characters, I had a serious mental breakdown, which triggered my gender transition at the age of 64. The director Makoto Shinkai was deeply influenced by the manga Inside Mari, which also featured a gender swapping plot. Later on, I happened to listen to a podcast by Sasha Ayad, who specializes in treating gender dysphoria in teens. She mentions in the podcast that some of her patients were influenced by watching anime. I'd never heard of that connection, nor is my viewing of anime broad enough to know of any other instances of gender swapping slash bending in the genre. Do you know of any other such anime? What is your opinion about the influence of anime on the transgender community? Well, Mrs. Anonymous, thanks for the donation as well as the topic. That podcast you sent me, I put a link to in the description. It's between two female psychologists that discuss their clients that are transgendered, and what makes them that way. I also put a conversation with Jordan Peterson and Joe Rogan in as the not-so-mystery link. In both interviews, they discussed Dr. A. Blanchard, a doctor in Toronto, that mapped out characteristics of trans people back in the 80s and 90s. He pointed out that there were two types of transsexuals, the ones that were homosexual and the other group that was autogynephiliacs. Peterson says that only after about 30 or 40 years later did Blanchard's research become controversial. He was then canceled for his life work trying to understand trans people. As for the podcast that you sent me, the two women in it did say that many of their clients were triggering gender dysphoria because they watched things like Sissy Hypno. Even the Trans Maxing Manifesto suggests that gender dysphoria can be induced by watching Sissy Hypno content on adult websites. If you have to ask what that is, then it's definitely not for you. So Mrs. Anonymous, it looks like the film Kimi no Nawa, a 2016 Japanese anime film where a teenage boy and teenage girl in high school swap bodies, finally set you off and you transitioned. It was a huge hit and made $380 million worldwide. I think that to understand if certain types of anime can induce gender dysphoria, you have to look at the different types of trans people and what gets each group to transition. The ones that are autogynephiliacs are probably the easiest to understand because they get turned on by putting women's clothing on. The second group, 80%, are gay and usually incredibly feminine and girlish as boys. They typically have high voices in female friend circles, but 20% of that second group are not gay, and the two female psychologists just call that group weird. They also identified a fourth category and say that they're scared, soft, and gentle, whatever that's supposed to mean. Mrs. Anonymous, you're probably in group 3 or 4. They claim that those two groups have men that tend to be a little bit bright and a little bit autistic. That's what Kat the Vat, the content creator with the main transmaxing channel out there, pointed out, that incels, which tend to be on the autistic side, are more likely to question their gender and sexuality. I'll discuss more in a moment, but let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Profit Specialist Group. Why let some woman use her points to fly her dog to Fiji first class? If you're a business owner, stop paying for your customers' reward points, bonus air miles, and cash back. Robert Rivera is a fellow MGTOW that helps businesses that take credit card payments get rid of those fees you pay to the bank. If you're accepting credit cards, he can save your company $6,000 or more annually on the fees. Watch the tutorial video or visit the Cash is King CC website. The sponsor links are in the description. Anyways, now back to anime makes gay and trans clown world show. The conclusion from the psychologist is that pornography can influence your sexuality and gender identity, that the use of sexual images can mold your sexual preferences. Hence why you're probably seeing more things like Drag Queen Story Hour at your local kids' library. They want to influence them younger and younger. Jordan Peterson mentioned that by the age of 18, most males grow out of it, and 80% of them end up being gay. But the push is on to sterilize young men before they even get to that age. You can sure bet that the wokesters know that bit of information, and they know the way to grow the trans population is to get them on hormones while they're still young and confused. But ironically, it also means they're sterilizing the gay population. Anime is also targeted towards teens and young adults, so if that type of content does induce sexual dysmorphia, it could be used as a weapon by the left. But I don't think it's all that common because then you'd be seeing rates for trans people in Japan much higher than in the West. Mrs. Anonymous, you already had a proclivity for that type of thinking. I've used animated sexual imagery to influence me to the point where real human females no longer turn me on. I've shifted my sexuality to a place where I'm no longer attracted to anything normal, which means I can walk around in public and not have to worry about losing control by falling in love. I'm a porn connoisseur. I don't watch anything illegal but just get turned on by things that can't exist in real life, unless they create a real-life island of Dr. Moreau. Then I'll have to don some white drapes, like Whoopi Goldberg, and go chase some trans species, half woman, half leopard. That's the one type of cat lady I'd be turned on by. But with regards to reasons to go trans, we now have a fourth or fifth category, which is the trans maxer. A good example is Tina, and they or she, depending on the pronouns they prefer, has a YouTube channel, and I'll be interviewing them at some point. In that case, it wasn't gender dysphoria, but a drive to shut down their sex drive because they were an incel, and they couldn't express themselves sexually, and I suppose it was frustrating for them. I suspect this category is also why a lot of men in the Philippines and Brazil transition, because they live in a highly gynocentric society where the majority of women reject them, where women have more power, and by transitioning, they too can have some of that power. I think that in coming years, we're going to further categorize reasons why men go trans, including things like porn, anime, drag queen story hour, and autogynephilia. Right now, there's technology like FaceApp that allows you to change your gender in a photo. Then you could put that photo on a website that literally processes an AI filter and removes your clothing, so you can see yourself as a nude woman. Then there are the category of guys I'd like to call drag maxers, guys like Finster. People have claimed that him dressing up in drag and streaming on Twitch gave them gender dysphoria as well. Can you just imagine how many men will get dysphoria one day when they can stand in front of a TV that covers the entire wall, and that has filming them, and the TV acts like a mirror, and they can see a woman in the TV reflection that looks like them, only a nude woman. Guys will start getting turned on by the female version of themselves. The narcissism will get absolutely out of control. I think that more and more things are going to give men gender dysphoria, and the transmaxing and dragmaxing are going to become increasingly popular in coming years. First, it'll start with the incels, and then slowly will become a huge chunk of the male population. Even an AI video I watched recently predicted that men would evolve into female-looking cyborgs. What does the software know that we don't? Mrs. Anonymous, the anime film you shared, shows that humans love the novelty aspect of changing genders, especially if we've lived as a male our entire life. Life is long, and some men want to experience what it feels like to live life on so-called easy mode, with the female collective welcoming them in, and men white knighting and simping for them. Not to mention that masculinity is now seen as toxic these days, so that means that if you change into a more feminine appearance, you're no longer seen as evil. There's so many reasons guys become trans, and anime is probably one of the rare ones. 20 years ago, we saw the comedy The Hot Chick, where the male character played by Rob Schneider swaps bodies with a mean-spirited cheerleader named Jessica Spencer. The man in Rob's body, now that he has the body of a hot 18-year-old girl in high school, he actually becomes a stripper. That's one of the things that trans women do. They work as escorts or use their sexuality to exploit simps. Rob Schneider plays a somewhat less masculine man than the usual that we've seen in Western society, so it's not that far-fetched of a stretch. But you didn't see an entire generation of men get gender dysphoria because they watched that film. Unfortunately, I've never watched gender swap anime, so I can't give you an answer that you were hoping for. I did listen to that podcast you sent me with Sasha Eid, and she doesn't really know why some men that aren't gay and aren't into autogynephilia still go trans. That there's all kinds of content out there that'll actually trigger gender dysphoria in males. That many of the men both doctors have spoken to have mentioned that there are many different forms of extreme adult content that they consumed and made them the way that they are. I suspect that there would be a lot less of that if they didn't have access to any crazy adult content that we wanted on our phones. It's also possible to become trans without becoming gay. Why do you think so many incels are transmaxing and then shaming women into sleeping with them? There's a lot more going on below the surface. As the population pyramid continues to collapse at the bottom, expect more desperate incels to transmax as well. I think in the next 10 years, we're going to see it become socially acceptable for men to transition or dragmax simply to get the advantage of appearing as a woman. Right now, it's taboo to transition with no underlying dysphoria. And I was talking about Tina earlier, and she or they faked their dysphoria to get the opportunity to transition. I think we've got a lot more important things to discuss than just anime at this point. I think we're on the verge of further emasculation of men and the rise of transmaxing, the way we saw the passport bros go geomaxing and incels start to do looks maxing. But that's a topic for another day. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Mrs. Anonymous for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that if you watch the wrong type of anime or sissy hypno, it'll smash your mind and you might actually want to dress up as a maiden. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized. And if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45. And I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills. And remember, a red pill a day keeps the content that rewires your brain and gender identity into unexpected ways away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.